Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, wide thy mouth believing. This my covenant word I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving. And what follows? Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 42, beginning with verse 35 through the 14th verse of chapter 43. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, the articles 13 and 14. Genesis 42, beginning with verse 35 and the first 14 verses of Genesis 43. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that, behold, every man's bundle of money was in a sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not. And ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, Slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. And he said, My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way, in the which ye go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. And the famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, The man did solemnly protest against us, saying, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. And if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, Wherefore dealt ye so ill with me, as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? And they said, The man asked us straitly of our state and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down. And Judah said unto Israel his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him of my hand, shalt thou require him, if I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. For except we had lingered, surely, and now we had returned this second time. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise. Go again unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your older brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. From the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine, of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, the Articles 13 and 14. Article 13. The manner of this operation cannot be fully comprehended by believers in this life, notwithstanding which they rest satisfied with knowing and experiencing that by this grace of God they are enabled to believe with the heart and love their Savior. Article 14. A faith is therefore to be considered as the gift of God, and not on account of its being offered by God to man to be accepted or rejected at his pleasure, but because it is in reality conferred, breathed, and infused into him, or even because God bestows the power or ability to believe, and then expects that man should, by the exercise of his own free will, consent to the terms of salvation and actually believe in Christ, but because he who works in man both to will and to do, and indeed all things in all, produces both the will to believe and the act of believing also. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Johann Chantal Klock, who were blessed with the birth of a baby daughter. And the father of the baby, Mr. Johann Klock, who has a neurological disorder in his upper spine and will likely need a serious surgery in the near future. And Timothy, the infant son of Mr. and Mrs. Mark Vandenbroek, who returned home today. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when it has pleased thee in thy providence and in thy loving kindness to bring us up to thy courts, and so far that it was possible, and in so far that there was desire, then we may still be monuments of thy goodness upon this earth, and of thy long suffering, then also in this day by renewal, then thou hast protected thou hast provided. Thou wast spared, thou wast cared, thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death. May it please thee by the first time or by renewal to grant an impression of these realities, and that we may indeed become small before thee, with a desire to receive a low place, and that thy great and worthy name may be glorified to the highest. Ah, Lord, 'tis not found in natural man, but that is a gift which thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has merited for his people, and which is granted by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. Then also in this day, then thou wast made a great difference where there is no difference, because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then we commend unto thee the many suffering upon this world, the hungry ones, the sick and afflicted ones, the homeless, the destitute, those in institutions of mercy, those in prison, those that are living in countries where there is continual war, with so much suffering, with so much sorrow, distressed, where they are overwhelmed. Wilt thou remember those that are denied the free access of the means of grace, and may it be impressed upon all of our hearts, unto whom much is given, much is required, ah Lord. May it be then thy loving kindness and thy goodness that leadeth to that godly sorrow, that true repentance, crying unto thee, and the need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Then thou wast not only spared life, then thou wast also granted life, where thou wast blessed of father and mother for the second time in their married life with a little daughter. Ah, grant unto those parents a humble and a broken heart, and may it be a little one for thee. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents. Wilt thou remember all the mothers with the unborn, but, ah, Lord, then also over that family circle, there hangeth the cloud, where, Father, there are difficulties in his body, and where it seems to be progressing, ah, grant them that they may come with those needs before thee. Wilt thou grant unto the physician wisdom and understanding, and that the calling may be sanctified. Ah, Lord, in this day, that thou hast been a wonder-doing God, where a father and mother, where they were privileged to take their little son to their dwelling, far above expectation, what the physicians have thought. Ah, may father and mother be given to see thy hand therein. May they receive a low place at thy footstool. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning ones, all the elderly ones, all under the physician's care. A mother has underwent knee surgery. Thou hast helped her out and helped her through. Wilt thou grant healing and strengthening and wilt thou remember all those that stand in need of healing and of strengthening. But, O Lord, we have not only a body, but we also have a soul that needs to be saved. And to that end, we humbly beg of thee that thou may bless thy word to that end, that it may be thy set time, when by thy free and sovereign grace that sinners may be wrought upon, our boys and girls, our youth, the middle-aged and the elderly ones, may it please thee to grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Spare that we build not upon sandy foundations, but, Lord, remember thy Zion. Thou knowest who they are. Thou knowest their condition. Thou knowest where they are encamped. Thou knowest the questions, the riddles, and the perplexities. May it please thee in this evening to speak a word, that it may be good in thy house, that there may be souls that may be given to rejoice with joy unspeakable, but may it also please thee to grant a further leadings. Lord, bless thy holy word in the midst of the family circles. We commend unto thee the Jewish people. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servants and the team, and help the father and mother with their language studies. Wilt thou remember the nations of the earth? Wilt thou remember our poor nation that has departed so far from thy word, where the unborn and also the elderly are murdered? Woe unto us that we have sinned. May it please thee to grant unto our leaders, federally, provincially, a searching of thy holy word and a bowing of thy knees. But, Lord, thy church is no longer the light and the salt as it ought to be. May thy church become guilty and a turning unto thee, the living God. Now we humbly ask thee for thy help. Open thy word, open our mouth, and open the hearts. Grant a good hour in thy house. Give a little rest from all the busyness and of the cares of the world. Wilt thou bind the devil, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 396, the stanzas 1 through 5. And the Lord is strong to help the weak, upholding those that fall, restoring those bowed down with grief, and doing good to all. And what follows, 396, the first 5 stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 43, the verses 1 through 14, and we shall read the verses 8, 9, and 10. And Judah said unto Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. For except we had lingered, surely, and now we had returned the second time. Our text words speak of deliberations in Jacob's house concerning the governor's command. With four thoughts in the first place, the brothers eating the governor's corn. Secondly, Jacob's bitter predicament. Thirdly, Judah's offered suretyship. And fourthly, Israel's humble submission. Deliberations in Jacob's house concerning the governor's command. Brothers eating the governor's corn. Jacob's bitter predicament. Judah's offered suretyship. And Israel's humble submission. Thus first, brothers eating the governor's corn. Beloved congregation, the last time we have heard how that the brothers, they have returned, Simeon in prison, one had opened his sack in the inn, the others when they returned home, and they have all discovered returned money. And then Father Jacob has said, Joseph is not, Simeon is not, thou wilt take Benjamin, all these things are against me. And now in this chapter, this first part of this chapter, then we read of the deliberations in the family of Jacob concerning the governor's command. And boys and girls, you can remember what has Joseph now commanded those brothers, that when they returned, they must bring Benjamin along. Joseph has given them sacks of corn that they may be fed. And now when our first thought, then for a moment, then we must consider those family circles eating the governor's corn. And then we can picture it in our mind that we go from family to family, the different brothers with the children, how that has went. It is a great blessing when the family circles may continually gather for a meal. in many families in the world, that is more and more becoming less, that the one eats then and the other another time. And in so many families, a meal without asking the Lord for his blessing, without Bible reading, and without thanksgiving. And to that end, families, and it is not always so easy, more difficult when our children become older, different work schedules, some are called to work at night, then not always so easy, especially during the week, that the family may be gathered round the family table for a meal. But we must do our utmost to make it simple. In the morning, there may never be a healthy son or daughter in bed while breakfast is being served. But now for a moment, let us visit those families, the sons of Jacob, also Father Jacob with his family. And then they were given to eat the governor's corn. And also our meals, boys and girls, where does it all come from? That comes from the Lord. And Paul has written, with everything that we do upon this earth, we come out with our guilt. There's a blessing if it may be felt and experienced. And that petition, forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debts, that at times may be reality. Because Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31, whether therefore ye eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God. What a solemn exhortation. Then how necessary that also concerning that matter, that we are more a praying people. We have the examples of the birds. They wake up praising the Lord. Martin Luther has even written in his book called Table Talk that he received special instruction from the sparrows, that he placed some food upon the windowsill, and that the sparrows, they came to eat it, and then they went into the tree and praised the Lord. And then when darkness has come, they have tucked their head under their feathers, trusting to say it in a human way, the Lord for his protection. Thus we can understand that for the families of Father Jacob, that the governor's corn, that it had special significance, because in the first verse then we read that the famine was very sore, but in the special providence of the Lord, then there was corn in Egypt, and a blessing at times if we may see it, and when we may be humbled under the goodness of the Lord. But now concerning that governor's corn, then even the boys and girls can understand that the thoughts have multiplied. It is true there can be times in those families that it has become very quiet when the corn has become less. And concerning the command of Joseph and that Benjamin must be brought along. And what else? With that governor's corn, we have heard it the last times that when those brothers have left, and then we do not specifically read that those brothers have bowed very low and that they have thanked the governor to fill their sacks. Shall we throw stones? Do we not take so much for granted? Oh, surely then those family circles, they have reflected upon the governor's corn, how they have received it, and with the stipulations attached. And then their thoughts have multiplied. Oh, then it cannot be different that there were times that it has become quiet, that the children can see on the face of father and mother that there were worries and that there were cares, because that the corn was becoming less. Nevertheless, under those trials, still many blessings. Thus we could say it so, that over those family circles, that a cloud was hanging over those families because of the famine, the diminishing corn, and the command of the governor. Family circles, when there is not a cloud, when everything is going smoothly and no perfection, but when there are not so many trials, then what are reasons to acknowledge the Lord for the plenty, also for an appetite, that is a gift of the Lord. Of course, we have stated it before. There were matters in those family circles that were not right between husbands and wives, because for 22 years, then husbands had to live a sort of hypocritically before their wives, because our children know what those brothers have done. They have brought that coat, dipped it in blood, and they had a sorrowing father for 22 years. How difficult that must have been. Let's hope so at times. And then we can multiply it out, also possible in our family circles, when there is born, when places are visited that we ought not to visit, then it is not as it ought to be. Then concerning the governor's corn and those family circles, we have heard it that those brothers, they have not given such a favorable report of the governor of Egypt, that he was a very hard man, a very cruel man, had put Simeon in prison and had given certain stipulations, and they have not told the family circles that there was a way to live, and that he has also stated that he feared God. Thus then we can understand that in those family circles, that those boys and girls, they would not have such a desire to go to that governor of Egypt and see those storehouses and come with their empty sacks. When they thought of these things, they were very afraid. fathers and mothers, how is it in our family circle? What report do we give? Must give the report of all the scriptures, all God's attributes. His justice also is goodness and his mercy, and that there is a greater Joseph that fills sacks without money and without price. Then we can understand that concerning the governor's corn, that there have been many discussions concerning that corn that is still a blessing in the family circles, when it may be spoken about the goodness of the Lord, our food and drink, all our blessings, because they read in James 1 verse 17 that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of a turning. Then further, then they have often spoken, you can understand it, boys and girls, that the boys and girls have said, Father and Mother, how is it now with the governor's corn? How much is left? How many days? How many weeks? Perhaps they have begun to ration because those brothers of Joseph, of course, it is not a perfect type. Because those brothers of Joseph, they had no desire if there was any way, then they would stay away from Egypt. Perhaps they have looked for some traitors, because we know that Joseph was sold to traitors, but it is very well possible because of the famine that the trade has come to a halt. Are there also a few souls in my midst where that trade has come to a halt? What do I mean? Say it reverently, that spiritual trade with heaven. Oh, when the Lord works, what a spiritual trade there is in the way of prayer, the way of intercession, in the way of receiving, in the way of gleaning, in the way of that godly sorrow, and in the way of that rejoicing. But now when that trade becomes less, and when it becomes so still, and then a child of God does well to examine the reason. It is true, the Lord is sovereign, but the reason is the inner chamber, perhaps too empty, the visits too short, not awaiting for an answer. Do we have special idols that take the place of the Lord? Do we hold on to a special bosom sin? Do we live in animosity with our neighbor? Are we too much taken up in the world? Oh, those brothers, they would do anything to obtain more corn as long as they did not have to go down into Egypt and meet Joseph. But of course, Simeon was also there. And Joseph has said, this do and ye live. Thus in a certain sense, with their supply becoming low, they were forced to return to Egypt. But for the people of God, faith worketh by love. than they love to return, even under an uncovering preaching, can be the child of God, that they come to God's house and they are like a Simeon, that they end up in prison with all their sins and with all their guilt. But, oh, it is true that God-fearing Andrew Gray, he has written in a sermon that so often God's people come to the throne and go to that greater Joseph on account of need. But it is a blessing when they may come by faith on account of that love. Because the true church, then it does not only go about that corn, that spiritual corn, but then it goes about Joseph. And then they have such a vehement and desire that they may go to those storehouses as poor beggars with empty sacks, and not only to receive the gifts, but that they have a desire that they may hear a word at the throne of grace, that they may feel his embrace, the bride, the embrace of the bridegroom, thus eating the governor's corn. And so we may daily gather round about our table, eating the Lord's gifts. And, oh, in that those family circles around the table, there were empty places. Joseph, 22 years ago, for Jacob, such a riddle, and now with Simeon in prison, family circles went around the table when there are no empty chairs. May we be given to often see the hand of the Lord therein. But now there was another matter concerning that governor's corn that weighed very heavy upon the hearts of those brothers. And what was that special matter? That was that returned money that Joseph had not received and accepted. The money which they have brought along the first time, that it was all in their sacks. Does that mean that the corn was not paid for? Oh, what a burden that must have been for those brothers and for those families. Are there souls that understand it? That with all our efforts, repentance, and the list can be long, everything that a soul does to please the Lord and to satisfy justice, hoping that it may pay at least part of the debt, and then to experience that it's all too short, that my debt, that nothing is paid. What a burden that must have been for those brothers or their souls that understand it. That with all the blessings, the temporal blessings, and that there are those times that that returned money, that it overshadows everything, and that we are given to lay it before the Lord. Ah, Lord, thou art so good. Thou supply so richly. Temporal blessings cannot be numbered. So much more than we deserve. A difference with most of the people upon the face of the earth. But, oh Lord, that debt, that returned money, that is such a heavy burden. And to that end, concerning the governor's scorn, Christ Astatus Church, the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. And then what follows? And forgive us our debt also concerning our table. Then we need the pardoning of sins. Thus surely, then those family circles concerning the governor's corn, then they had much to speak about. It is a blessing when there are those times around the family table, oh, much to be spoken of, but also concerning the things of the Lord, and that one thing needful. Our second thought, Jacob's bitter predicament. Jacob was 130 years old. He has experienced much in his life. Matters that he has never forgotten. In Genesis 28, of Bethel, that ladder from earth to heaven, a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ with a special promise where he has made a vow. And then in Genesis 32, further leadings in Peniel, where he received that new name. But now for Jacob, the church learns that they cannot live not to forget, not to despise, but her boys and girls can even understand it concerning the corn which the families have eaten. Then we cannot live off corn we have eaten 1 week ago. We need fresh food each time by renewal, and also what the church needs to learn, that the church cannot continue to live off of their hunger. There's a precious hungering. As I read in the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness. But now the church needs to learn that they cannot continue to live off of that hunger, because then eventually they shall perish. And now for Father Jacob, for 22 years, such a riddle which he could not solve. His son Joseph, oh, surely Jacob had thought that the Messiah, that he would be born from the family of that God-fearing Joseph. And then Joseph had two beautiful dreams. But Joseph is no more. Job has stated in Job 17, verse 11, my days are past, my thoughts are My purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. In a certain sense, it would have been easier for Father Jacob if Joseph had never had those dreams. Who understands it, understands it. Thus, for Father Jacob, many riddles in his old age, which he could not unriddle. Christendom, they can unriddle everything. They have an answer and faith. But Father Jacob, with everything that he has experienced, and no solution. And the corn diminishing, the command of the governor that Benjamin must come to Egypt. And now Jacob, in these chapters, in this portion of God's word, then we do not read that Jacob come to such a depth. It's not mean that Jacob is not prayed and called on the name of the Lord. But we have heard it last time that Jacob has not even mentioned the name of his God. The brothers have. When that brother has found the money in the top of a sack, has come so low. And now Jacob, and came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt. There's a blessing when by renewal the church of God may have empty sacks and may go to the greater Joseph, those storehouses that can never be emptied. And the greater Joseph, he cannot become greater by holding in, and he cannot become less by giving out. And then Father Jacob, their father, said unto them, go again, buy us a little food. We do not read of that little the first time. Maybe Father Jacob, he thought that those brothers without a Benjamin, they could at least receive a little food. And then Judah start to speak. Oh, Moses, in the blessing of the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 33, verse 7, and this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. For Father Jacob, much was still hidden. Perhaps he thought Joseph is not, and those 10 wicked boys, how could the Messiah be born out of them? Thus perhaps out of Benjamin. In Genesis 29, then we read that Leah, that she has received more light than Father Jacob. And Father Jacob could not do with what Leah has received. Because we read of Leah, she had not an easy life. Because Jacob has worked 14 years for his beloved Rachel, and not a single day for Leah. But then Leah hoped when she would become fruitful that Jacob would be pleased And then special names, Reuben, behold the son. Simeon, to be heard. Levi, to be joined. Not strange matters for the child of God. But it is now the work of the Holy Spirit to make room for that greater Judah. And then I read in Genesis 29, verse 35, when she has received Judah, that she has praised the Lord. And now in this chapter, then Judah receives a special place. He was given to speak. And then Judah has made it plain, the man that solemnly protests in the Hebrew language, it is the same word two times. That is the way in the Hebrew language to stress something very strongly. Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And then in the history of Joseph, then we have many types. Oh, we have heard of Joseph. What a beautiful type of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that Zephanath Pianina. But then in the history, because we have stated that there is no type, a person, the temple, the priesthood, the sacrifices that can fully declare the riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to that end, then in the history of Joseph, then it is also a Benjamin that is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he must come and appear before Joseph as a type of the Father. Oh, what an important instruction for the true church of God, that we cannot appear before the Lord, not with the youngest brother, but with that eldest brother. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He has become like unto his brethren, sin accepted. He is from eternity to that end, the eldest brother of the church. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. Thus Judah had a profound impression that he may not appear before Joseph without Benjamin. That is necessary and profitable instruction for the true church of God, with people with returned money in their sacks, so distressed, an unpaid debt, but that precious mediator who stands in between. And Israel said, now we have the name Israel. That is that new name. We hope to hear that name more often. But what does verse 6 now tell us? Israel, a further led child of God to receive that application, that new name. Daddy has much trouble with Jacob. We read of that strife in Romans 7. The good that I would, I do not, but the evil that I would not, that I do. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death? But more is written, I delight after the law of God, after the inward man. And then there is written, and I thank Jesus Christ, who giveth the victory. And Israel said, wherefore dealt ye so ill with me, as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? When we are stressed out, when emotions take the upper hand, then many times we do not think so logically. And then many times we speak so unadvisably with our lips. It's clear in the life of Israel. And of course, boys and girls, we read it in the Heidelberg Catechism. We also read, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. But also in our Heidelberg Catechism, that what we must bear with their infirmities. And brothers, whose fault is it that Jacob has become gray? In these verses, four times we read of their father. And we are to honor our father and mother. But brothers, whose fault is it that Jacob for 22 years has walked over the earth so downcast, maybe seldom a smile? Was the fault of those brothers. Thus, then oftentimes we do well under those circumstances to also examine ourselves. Because Jacob has said, brothers, sons, why have you now said that we had a little Benjamin? Let us first sing. Psalter 386, let us sing 1 and 4. O Lord, make haste to hear my cry. To thee I call, on thee rely. Incline to me a gracious ear, and when I call, in mercy hear. And what follows, 386, 1 and 4. Thank you. deliberations in Jacob's house concerning the governor's command. A brother's eating the governor's corn. A Jacob's bitter predicament. And now thirdly, a Judas offered a suretyship. A congregation, when Judah has begun to speak, what an encouragement it must have been for Father Jacob. Because for 22 years, he has not heard from his sons such language. And now for Jacob's bitter predicament, and upon Jacob's unwise words, how necessary to pray with the psalmist of Psalm 141, verse 3, that the Lord setteth a watch before our lips. Oh, then in this chapter, then it is, this is the blessing of Judah. Lord, hear the words of Judah. That Judah has spoken to his father, undoubtedly in the presence of his brothers. Ah, we have heard last time that Reuben has come with a foolish proposal, could not be accepted by Jacob. But now a Judah has begun to speak. And then Judah said unto Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. Then a Judah, then he has remembered the words which Joseph has spoken. That Joseph has said to the brothers, do this and live. And now a Judah is given to speak those words to Jacob in the presence of the brothers, that there is a way that they may live, a way that they may fetch corn, a way that Simeon may be delivered. Oh, when Judah is given to speak these words, then undoubtedly, in beginning, the Lord willing, later we shall hear it, that he has come deeper in the guilt. But in beginning, then a Judah has become the guilty one, because they have sold their brother Joseph. They have dipped that coat in blood and sent it to their father. For 22 years, they have covered it up. For 22 years, they have not come in the guilt on that right place. But now in beginning, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live, our whole family, and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. A proposal by Judah, that Father Jacob may be won over, that he will be willing to let the Benjamin, the son of my right hand, travel with those brothers. And then he has stated, I will be surety for him, security. I will take his place, Father, then I will be a surety. Then I am willing to stay in Egypt if it is required that Benjamin may return. Then I am willing to take his place. Of my hand shalt thou require him, if I bring him not unto thee and set him before thee. Then let me bear the blame forever. A faint type of the greater Judah. Judah, he still had certain good thoughts of the governor in Egypt. He has stated, I fear God. When we deal with people that fear God, then we may expect that we are dealt with honestly. Thus Judas had a hope they would take Benjamin along. The governor has stated, if he may come, Simeon may be released, and they could trade freely in Egypt to buy corn. Judah was given to believe the words of the governor, but only a very faint type of the greater Judah, and yet a beautiful type for a people with returned money, the people with many doubts and many fears, burdened by their debt. But now there is a greater Judah in eternity. Father has asked, how shall I place them among the children? And then the greater Judah, he has come before his father. Romans 40, the verses 7 and 8, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, and thy law is written within my heart. The greater Judah, when he would come down upon the earth, then he knew what was necessary to be surety of Forest Church. He knew, because the justice of his father required that sin is punished temporally, eternally, that his father cannot overlook, step over one sin, that justice needs to be satisfied. And if there is no greater Judah, oh, young and old, if there was no greater Judah, would be lost for each and every one of us. But now that greater Judah, as the willing servant of his father, come in the fullness of time, oh, he has suffered. Oh, see him then. The Garden of Gethsemane typified very faintly in our history when Judas, the leaders, the Jewish leaders, the Roman band have come with swords and with torches. And then the greater Judah, oh, what precious words. if thou seek me, let these go their way, was a word to the band, a word to the devil, but a special word to his father. Oh, Father, I have given myself in the council of peace. The conditions have been laid out. What is necessary that the church may be redeemed? And therefore, Father, thou seekest me. Let these go, sinners, black, vile sinners. Let these go their way. And so the greater Judah, Gethsemane, Gabbatha, Golgotha, there he was crucified. Oh, how beautiful, typified, surety of Forest Church. He has cried out, it is finished. And to that end, a people burdened with their sin that have tried so hard to pay the price with their tears, their godly sorrow, their repentance cannot be missed, congregation, when the Lord shows us the exceeding sinfulness of sin. Then there shall be those bitter tears. Oh, that missing people, but with returned money necessary, that of Benjamin, that he shall go to Egypt, stand in between, that they may receive that corn. Our forethought, Israel's humble submission, only a few thoughts. And then we read, oh, also for except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. Are we lingering, congregation? Lingering concerning the calling to repent, the calling to believe, to turn unto the Lord. That is a very dangerous thing, because there is but a step between us and death. Then it is necessary that we are given to hasten, that we go to those storehouses. And then we need empty sacks, because people, our sacks are so full, then we shall not go. There's the work of the Spirit to make room for that greater Judah. But now we read, and their father Israel said unto them, if it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels and carry down the man a present, little balm, little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise, go again unto the man. Three matters. What do we know of those three matters? The first matter was the command of Jacob to take some special presents for the governor in Egypt. When the Lord works, then we try to please the Lord. We have liberal hearts. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? what shall I render unto the Lord? The Lord requires a contrite and a humble heart. That is well-pleasing. That is the first point. Have you come that far, congregation? On account of that love shed abroad in our heart for the Lord and for his cause to bring those gifts. Oh, think of that Mary. She had saved a long time for that little bottle, that ointment, that at the appropriate time she may pour it, anoint her master. Then the question could be asked. But it was a famine, it was sore. Where did they now find these gifts? It's possible that there were still second year of famine, some trees with their roots a little deeper, that there was still a few nuts and left over from the year before. Thus that is the beginning. Is there now a beginning in our life? Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, ask the Lord to make that beginning, to work that love in your heart for the Lord and everything that pertains to the Lord, and that with a loving heart that you may bring those gifts. Need to learn that the gifts in the way of justification, that the absolutely have no value. And then further leading to take that returned money. The soul learns. Still try to add something, save by works. And then such a soul will learn with that returned money. Hope to hear it, the Lord willing, later. Was not accepted. Not a payment. But now the third point. People of God, how far can we come? Because Father Jacob has heard it from Judah. Those gifts are proper to win favor. That returned money that speaks of purchase needs to be paid for. But now we need to learn that we need that Benjamin, the eldest brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, as that mediator that stands between God and man, and therefore take also your brother and arise, go again unto the men. Verse 14, we shall leave but the Lord willing the next time. Let us only say, what a privilege, what that must have been for those brothers when their old father, old, gray, Reynolds, perplexed. First time we do not read of a special prayer. And we end this chapter in verse 12. Peradventure, it was an oversight. Father Jacob did not speak of the providence of God. Those boys, when one boy has opened a sack, he has mentioned God. But now what a privilege and what an encouragement that their old father, that his mouth was opened, not saying that he has never spoken of the Lord, but when we read the scripture closely, but now before they were ready to leave, as it were, a prayer and a blessing of Israel that the Lord would make their way prosperous, we shall close with the full blessing of Deuteronomy 33, verse 7, lest next time, the Lord willing, we can speak of that submission, that special place of Father Jacob as a fruit of the meritorial work of Christ. Deuteronomy 33, verse 7, and this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies. Amen. Let us close. Lord, wilt thou grant those blessings unto us and our children, that on account of love, that we may be given to bring those fruits which thou giveth unto thy church, because thy church returneth unto thee what they have received of thee, but also to be busy with that payment, to be exercised with that returned money, to be exercised with thy justice that needs to be satisfied. But, O Lord, to learn that we need a mediator, that we need thy dear Son to stand in between, to pay the price. Och, Lord, convert what is unconverted. Grant the further leadings to thy people. Wilt thou now watch over us in this evening hour? We remember the needs in the realm of nature, O Lord. May it please thee to bless the thirsty earth with refreshing showers. Wilt thou take us under thy kind care and thy protection in the remainder of this week. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 429, the fourth stanza. Lord, though I walk mid trouble sore, thou wilt restore my faltering spirit. And what follows? 429, the fourth stanza. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.